Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Public, and welcome to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. And this broadcast is sponsored in part by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And the phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Also, we want to thank Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, located right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and their phone number is 704-537-2800, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to send a shout out to all of you, certainly the body of Christ, the family of God at the Brand New Life Church, all my Facebook friends, and to you and you, Mr. and Mrs. Public. We're praying for you, and don't forget, prayer changes things because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Reach out on your faith.
Now, let's be blessed by the music ministry of the Reverend Paul Jones. I won't complain. Don't touch that dial. Right here on Praise.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I asked a question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my way, they can't see, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnights into day, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord.
We want to thank Paul Jones for that inspiring song. Now we're getting ready to bless you with a word, because a word will keep us in tune with the Holy Spirit. Entitled, God Will Deliver on Time, right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.
I want to talk to us from this thought. God will deliver on time.
Yep. All right.
The Book of Psalms is a masterpiece.
Yes.
A poetry. Literature. As well as song. Collectively, they render unto God.
Amen.
All right.
Praise, adoration,
yeah,
and worship.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But for the individual,
yeah,
it helps one to stand firm,
Jesus,
with confidence.
Yep, 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 yep.
In a God that can do exceedingly abundantly.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Above all that you could ask,
yeah,
or think. The Book of Psalms is divided into several credits, some to David, some to other writers, some to Nehemiah, Hezekiah.
Uh-huh.
But we are grateful to have the testimonies,
yeah, yeah,
of individuals who walked with God,
yeah,
saw God operate,
yes, sir, yep, yep,
perform, and defeat their enemies.
Yes.
All right.
And you and I have lived long enough to know that God can defeat any enemy. You and I have a divine advantage when we pray to God and God intervenes on our behalf.
Yep, yep, yep.
And when one sees God operate, perform, when one witnesses God turning your surroundings upside down,
yes,
so you are now the head instead of the tail.
Yep, yep.
Blessed going in,
yeah,
and blessed coming out.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't help but tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
So David and the other writers are not the only ones that can worship God and praise Him,
mm-hmm,
or leap up and down and shout joyous praise.
Yes.
All right.
Because God is not a respecter of persons.
All right.
What He's done for others,
yeah,
He'll do for you.
Yeah.
I got anybody in this house?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
God is not moved by money or currency,
that's right,
all right,
or one's prestige.
All right.
God moves because of one's humbleness,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
one's attitude to give Him respect,
yeah,
and not ever forget the bridge that brings us over. You know, God has done so much for us, some of us owe God 5 years back pay of praise. Soul that can come to church and sit up in the church like an icebox when God has not allowed you to be put in the icebox. Or did you get that? I mean, you can have breathed out your last breath on last night, but God allowed your golden moment. Preach, Reverend. Roll on a little while longer. And since I am promoting the sponsor, how dare you come to God's house and can't even tell Him thank you? When you recognize your own limitations, and even though you may have some degree of intelligence, when you created the mess, you didn't have enough smarts to get out of the mess. Look at God and see Him operate and perform and do what no other power can do.
That's right.
And not be willing to lift up Baptist folk holy hands. Let us not leave that to the Pentecostal church. Let us not leave that to the holiness church. Where you going? Glad you asked. Let everything. Praise the Lord. Do I have anybody in this house? this particular score that he pens personally as he reflects back over his own life. And I believe as you reflect back over your own life, you can pen down some personal experiences where you've seen God move mountains out of your way. Oh yeah, you got a testimony. Yeah? You have a testimony that when you were in trouble and when your enemies came upon you to eat up your flesh, they stumbled and failed. You have witness enemies in camp around you. But you said, in this will I be confident. How many of you have confidence in God? I need a few folks to get ugly with me. Just look at somebody and say, I know I'm in trouble. Let me just get ugly. I got confidence. Psalm in verse 1, he says, Robinson, the Lord is my light. He is my light and my salvation. Not just atoning for my sin, but everything that pertains to me. Salvation entails my rising and my down setting. Salvation entails when I am protected, traveling over dangerous highways. Salvation means that I die when I'm asleep at night. And the thief cannot break in. He watches over me. I said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And I want to throw this in for free. For some of you who thought that your ditch digging and your plot scheming was going to cause your brother and your sister to fall, your plans have backfired. Because when God is for you, who can be against you? Like under my clothes, my brothers and my sisters, I don't want to hold you too long. But I do have a testimony. The God may not come when you want him. You know, Holy God, I reckon.
I pray this morning that you have certainly been blessed by the word of God. God will deliver on time. Don't give up on your families. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on yourself. Wherever you find yourself in this life, just remember that God is able and he can deliver on time. I want to give a shout out this morning to some of my Facebook friends. Mr. Horace Small resides in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mr. Greg Realford in Chicago, Illinois. Man, I know y'all need some heat up there. Miss Nellie Givens right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And also Miss Janetta Nelson in Creeleyville, South Carolina. Be blessed and stay tuned right here on Praise. Funeral announcements for the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Give them a call today. Ask them about their prearranged and pre-financed funerals. Make an appointment with one of their licensed prearrangement counselors today. The Alexander Funeral Home has been in business for 100 years. When you want to do the very best for those that you care for, remember the Alexander Funeral Home. Announcements coming from the Alexander Funeral Home. Miss Louise Harris. Wake will be Thursday from 12:30 to 12:55. Service at 1 p.m. at the Alexander Funeral Home Chapel. Miss Deetra Harris. Private service. Miss Veronica Denise Bronson. Wake will be at 12 noon. Service at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Redemption Christian Ministries, 301 West 24th Street. Miss Marquita Renee Payton. The wake will be 11 a.m. Saturday. Service at 1 p.m. at the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Incompletes, Mr. Preston Barrett, Miss Marion Aton. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for, remember to consider the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. And remember, my friends, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we are praying for you. This is Pastor D.K. Martin, pastor of the Greater New Life Baptist Church, 1413 Anderson Street, here in the city of Charlotte. The word for today comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Stay with Christ and keep your joy. Sponsored by Floyd's Restaurant, 1820 Milton Road. Off the plaza. Open 7 days a week. Serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday starting at 7 a.m. and lunch and dinner throughout the week. Phone number is 704-537-2800. That's 704-537-2800. Owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. And remember, you can be an overcomer. For the last half hour, you have been listening to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. You can tune into the broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 WPZS. Also, you can listen to the broadcast on www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast page on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. 24/7, 365 days out of a year. On the world. Wide Web. You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show is brought to you by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, we want to thank Floor's Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. You can also correspond with Pastor Martin at the Great New Life Baptist Church, located 1413 Anderson Street. The phone number is 704-376-0603. If you're interested in any CDs, use this information and we will get back with you. Until next Sunday, my friend, remember, you can be an overcomer. Reach out on your faith. I said reach out on your faith.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to some dynamic sermons by going to PraiseCharlotte.com's pod page on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone 24/7, 365 with a great lineup of preachers. Little Rock AME Zion's Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, The Glory Has Come International Ministries Pastor Troy King, Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church Reverend Matthew L. Browning, Life Changing Churches Overseer Dorothy McGuire, New Bethel Church of God in Christ Pastor Tommy A. Murphy, Weeping Willows AME Zion's Pastor Enrico White, Trinity Christian Center's Bishop Keith Felton, and finally Greater New Life Baptist Church's Pastor D.K. Martin. So log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and hear the preach word every day. Also, if your ministry or church wants to get the message out on the Praise Podcast, now is your opportunity. Call 704-548-7854 or email bmore@radio-1.com. That's B-M-O-O-R-E @radio-1.com.